The story of Mert and Mart. Our two showgirl heroines are all set for new adventures when Hayfield's Pleasures moves to Chicago. But several complications out of the past still beset them. Margie has just discovered that her foster brother, Jimmy, has invested all his money in a questionable enterprise. And knowing how easily he gets into trouble, she's quite upset. Meanwhile, Mert is concerned about Sanfield Malone, who is waiting trial for the killing of Ray Hunt. The handsome gambler's testimony that he shot Hunt in self-defense freed Mert. In just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode and the story of Mert and Marge. It's the day after Jimmy told Marge about his new business. We find Myrtle Spear coming from a visit to Sanfield Malone. She has just left his cell and is hurrying down the main corridor of the jail. Just at the entrance, Jack Arnold is waiting for her. Mert, her face a bit flushed, comes up to him and says...
Oh, hello, Jack. Sorry I kept you so long, but Sanfield and I had a lot to say to each other.
That's perfectly all right, Myrtle. Let's get out of here.
Okay. Sanfield tells me he's sure he'll be freed. He has all the faith in the world in you.
Oh, I'm glad of that. I'm very confident, and I'm sure I can get an acquittal for him.
He's got to be acquitted.
Well, Myrtle, he certainly proved himself to be a true friend, didn't
he? Papers call him a gambler, gangster, but he's a real man. Before I met him, I'd started to hate all men.
Oh? Well, what about me?
Oh, you. You're just like my old bedroom slippers. I love them. Besides, I kind of kick you around.
Oh, lady. That's what all the girls tell me.
Well, let's talk someplace else, Jack. I want to get away from here fast. I've had enough jail for the rest of my life.
Well, imagine. My car's right here. Now, where do you want to go?
Back to the apartment. Margie's waiting for me.
Okay. Hop in.
All right.
Myrtle, you, going to tell me about that confidential talk with Santa?
Well, now I ask you, Jack, does one tell confidential things?
Well, you might spill a little bit of it. Maybe it'll help free him.
Well, he told me something, Jack, but I don't think it'll help that way.
Well, now, don't tell me if you don't want to.
He said he loved me.
Ah, yeah, I thought as much.
Well, how could you tell?
Oh, in the spring, young man's fancy.
It's not spring, and love with a man like Sanfield would be no fancy.
No, I don't imagine so. He's the type of man who would turn the matter over and over very carefully in his mind before he'd ever say those three little words to a woman.
Mm-hmm. So he told me.
Now, how do you feel, Minnie?
Well, I don't know. I do, and I don't.
Inconsistent woman.
Just a careful woman.
Well, why don't you know whether you love him or not?
Well, I'm afraid of love, Jack. I thought I loved Ray Hunt, but the very mention of his name makes me think of what I've gone through the last 3 months. Just gives me the jitters, and I get hot and cold alternately.
Meaning you're in no frame of mind to accept love.
You've hit it.
But on the other hand, you're in no mood to reject it.
What do you mean?
Well, love generally gets you on the rebound.
Talking from experience?
Oh, no. I read that somewhere.
I thought so.
Well, what's the answer to this quandary of yours?
Well, after his trial... Oh, Jack, you will get him freed, won't you?
You worried about him?
Terribly.
I don't know whether you love him or not, huh? Well, I'll see. Go on.
Well, when he's freed, he's going back to Mexico City, resign as manager of the Palmetto Club, and then he...
Yes, Ben, he's...
He's coming to Chicago.
As a suitor for the hand of Myrtle Spear?
Oh, Jack, he lives there. Or rather, he has a lot of interest there.
And his biggest interest will be in a certain chick.
Oh, you forget. I'll be a principal then.
Oh, that's right. Well, when he gets to Chicago, then what?
Well, by that time, I may know whether I do or I don't.
Well, if you don't know now, Myrtle, you never will.
Well, I'm making no mistake this time. You can be sure of that, Jack.
Yeah. Oh, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
Home again.
Come on up, Jack, and see Margie. She's had chills lately.
Oh, she's sick.
Will you ask her?
Well, I'll go up for just a minute.
Tomorrow's pack-up day, so I've been tearing up old letters.
Probably read them all over again. Will you look at that sack tied with a ribbon? Well, you haven't thrown any away, Margie.
Well, they're letters from Mother and Dad. And...
Myrtle tells me you haven't been feeling very well.
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, she said you have chills.
Chills?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they go down the back of her neck and up again and under her chin.
Myrtle Spear, did you tell Jack about that? I'm mad at you.
Oh, of course not, silly.
Hey, what is this? Let me in on it.
Well, you're very much in on it.
I am.
Myrtle, please don't.
I'm just kidding, Margie.
Mr. Arnold, when are you coming to Chicago?
Soon as Sanfield's trial is over, Margie.
Are you going to drive?
No, I'll send the car to my home. Then I think I'll fly the old crate to Chicago. I have a friend out on the North Shore who has a landing field I can use.
Well, be sure to let us know when you're coming. And we'll meet you with a brass band.
I made a very good connection with the Chicago law firm. We'll be known as Evans, Arnold, and Evans.
Good.
All I'll have to do is to get some good customers.
Well, Jack, I'm always getting you some kind of a mess. You can depend on me.
by the way, Myrtle, I received a letter from Mr. Baker. He's in California.
Oh, I wondered what became of him. Only saw him once during the trial.
Well, he left as soon as he found out about Agnes Hallam.
Wasn't so anxious about her when he found the gal he was looking for was on trial for murder, hmm?
Oh, no. He spoke very highly of him, Myrtle, and here's some news. His client is on his way to New York.
Well, if he's coming to see me, I'll be gone. I don't know who or what he is, but I don't want Agnes Hallam resurrected. I've had enough trouble.
Oh, by the way, Margie, what's become of Jimmy these days? He's very conspicuous by his absence during the trial. Archer probably told him to stay away.
Well, I saw him yesterday. We took Mother to the train.
Yeah?
Well, she told me to say goodbye to you, Jack, and to tell you how much she appreciated the wonderful things you've done for her.
I'm sorry I didn't get to see her before she left. Oh, look at the time. I've got to run along. I may see you at night, girls.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Bye, Jack. Glad you stopped in.
Thanks.
And thanks for dragging me over to see Stanfield. I'll see you later. Oh, just a minute, Jack.
Yeah?
I nearly forgot. I'm waiting for your bill.
Your bill?
You know, the trial and all your time and everything.
Oh, the bill. Oh, there isn't any.
What do you mean?
What I said. Goodbye. I'll see you later.
Well, listen, Jack. I won't have it that way. Do you hear?
I'm deep. Goodbye.
Oh, that's impossible. Margie, I just won't let him do that.
Well, I think it's very wonderful.
Well, he's not going to get away with it. I'll force it on him.
Money can do a lot of things, can't it, Myrtle?
Oh, I'll say it can.
I wasn't going to tell you, but I'm sort of worried.
I thought as much. What is it, dear?
Well, you know, Daddy's been trying to build up his business, and I made him use my allowance to run it.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered a lot of new stock, and now I'm afraid he'll have to cancel his last order. He can't pay for it.
Can't pay for it, Mark?
No.
Well, with your allowance of $300 a month, I should think you could get along beautifully. You don't need any of it. You're getting a good salary.
Yeah, I guess we could all live on that. I could send him half of it. I mean, my salary.
Oh, but the allowance.
Well, it didn't come last month, Myrtle. What if it should stop altogether?
Oh, don't worry about that. But what about Jimmy? It's about time he gave some help to your mother and dad. He's let it all fall on you long enough.
Well, I'm afraid Jimmy will never be able to help him.
Say, Margie, what's he doing now, anyway?
Well, he's got a partner in Newark, and they're...
What, Margie?
Oh, Myrtle, it's awful.
Well, what's he doing?
Well, they've opened up a saloon.
Well, beat me with a swizzle stick.
And he put all his money in furnishings.
Oh, I'd like to have him by the neck right now. Of all the wrong guys I know, he's just a...
He's a...
Oh, who's that? Let's see.
Hey, hello, Myrtle. How are you, Marge?
Well, if it isn't old Big Business himself. Come on in. Take off your bartender's apron.
I'll lay off a guy, will you?
Wait, I'll get you a towel for your arms so you can feel natural.
Can't you dames have any sympathy for a guy when he's down, huh?
Down? I thought you were up.
I knew I shouldn't have come over here yesterday, Marge.
Oh, Jimmy Minter, you mean that you shouldn't have come in to see your own mother off on the train?
Well, it wouldn't have happened if I'd have stayed there.
Yeah, go on. What happened?
Well, the law walked in.
What did they do, Jimmy?
Well, they sacked a plaster on the door and revoked our license.
A plaster? Revoked your license?
What for?
Oh, just on account of a couple of lying punks. They said they were 20 years old.
Oh, selling to minors, huh?
Well, I wasn't there. They arrested my partner. He's still in the jug.
It's just too bad you weren't around when they called.
Well, what about you, Jimmy?
Well, I gotta have $200, Marge. Have you got it?
No, and neither have I. Now get out, you bum. And stay out.
Jimmy got the treatment he deserved when he showed up at the girl's apartment. But we probably haven't heard the last of him. Mert lost her temper. That's unusual for her, but it's certainly understandable considering all the things she has on her mind. Sanfield Malone has admitted that he loves her. What will Mert do about it? Don't miss the next exciting chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.